everyone, and welcome. I'm Gretchen Pritz. I'm your host today here on From Heartache to Joy. And we're here with the lovely Gwen again today. Yay, Gwen, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Gretchen. It's so good to be back.
Awesome. Yes, lots of stuff has been happening since the call on Monday. Lots of questions about your offer. Lots of people are talking about shackles. You know, it's kind of a hot topic in our group right now, and what's going on and how these shackles are holding us back in these controlling energies. So it's such an important topic. I know that it's one that's near and dear to my heart. So I'm thrilled to have you back and have this hour with you to really dive deeper into shackles, dive deeper into this energy and how we can release it and move forward. So thank you for all that you do, and thank you for being here with us today.
You're welcome. I'm excited. I'd like to go ahead and start with the group grounding heart meditation, if that
would be great. Yeah, go
okay.
For it.
So everyone, if you are listening in your car or at work and you can't close your eyes and you can't put your feet on the ground and put your hands on your heart, imagine doing these things or listen to the replay. You can just listen and do your work and stay safe driving, and you will still get benefit, but I still would love for you to re-listen when you are in a safe place where you can put your feet on the ground, where you're hydrated. So if everybody has water, go ahead and get yourself a drink of water. We love starting hydrated. So a little water. Water goes a long way for a lot of things. And now that you're in a safe place, go ahead and put your feet on the floor, your hands on your heart. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And out. And breathing in again. And out. And I noticed that there are still some people coming into the call. So I want to mention some things and then we'll start this again. So this is the practice that I do with all of my clients at the beginning of the call. We do it at the beginning of each of the classes in the 5-week retreat. I do it in the beginning of all my classes, my group classes. And it is also on the audios that you receive in the package, the bonus audios. So this is a very, very powerful grounding heart meditation that allows you to be present in this present moment, which you will notice in just a moment. Okay, now it feels like we can go ahead and begin. So again, if you're driving or listening at work, go ahead and just listen. And then listen to the replay later where you're in a safe place and you can put your feet on the floor, hands on your heart. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And out. And in again. And out. Now bring your attention to the space between your hands and your heart. Notice what you notice there. There might be a temperature, a sensation, a shape, a color, a sound. There might be an image, maybe of an object or of a person. There might be a movement. A direction to the movement. There might be stillness. There might even be a smell. All of the senses can be involved in this place, in this space between your hands and your heart. So take a moment and notice what you see, hear, sense, smell. Notice what you notice in that space between your hands and your heart. Now go ahead and bring your attention to the base of your spine. Notice that you have a grounding cord going down into the center of the earth. It's nice and wide, the width of your hips. It is set on release. The inside is slippery and it's magnetic. So it easily draws out of you anything that you're here to release today, whether it's unconscious, subconscious, or conscious, easily slipping down, out, and into that grounding cord, sliding down into the center of the earth to be converted, recycled, transformed into pure energy. Pure energy for your life. Now bring your attention to the base of your feet. Notice that you have grounding cords from the base of your feet, from the arches going down into the center of the planet. Notice that these are set on receive. And they're going down, they're tapping into that reservoir of energy that you've already converted, transformed, recycled. The energy that you've already released in just a few short moments has already been turned into pure energy for your life. You're also tapping into the planet Earth, into Mother Gaia, into that incredible nurturing, nourishing, energizing energy. And those energies start coming up through your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your thighs, your hips, lower abdomen, low back, mid-abdomen, mid-back, your chest cavity, your upper back and spine, the back of your neck, the back of your head, and noticing at the top of your head, at the crown, that you are also connected to the heavens. The energy that's coming down from the heavens is full of empowerment, discernment, and perception, and mixing with that energy of nourishing, nurturing energy, spiraling all together, and now spreading out across your scalp as you are held completely present in this moment, connected to heaven and earth. And again, the energy spreading out across your scalp, down your forehead, past your eyes, your jaw, your throat, sliding out your shoulders, into your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, your hands, and now pouring into your heart, filling up your heart with nurturing, nourishing, empowering, perceptive, discerning energy, filling your heart. Take a deep breath in. Now notice what is different in that space between your hands and your heart. Notice what has changed now that you have energy that is nurturing you, nourishing you, energizing you, that's empowering you, giving you discernment and perspective, perception, so you can see what you need to see. So notice what's different and remember it as you remembered the first time. And take a deep breath in. On the exhale, slowly and gently press your hands into your heart and allow your arms to float down and relax comfortably. And as people are slowly coming back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Gretchen.
Do I have to come back?
Yes. We have readings and clearings to do.
I love that grounding meditation. It is so, so powerful for me. I absolutely love it. So, guys, let us know how you're doing after that, because I know for me personally, when Gwen took me through this a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, I really, really like that. So let us know how you're doing. And in the meantime, if you want to raise your hand, I see lots of hands raised. Press star 2. To talk to Gwen, or you can also write in the comments, and then we will get started. All right.
Yes. And I'm curious.
Gwen. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. Just to remind you that there was something that you were going to remember. And is it now an appropriate time, or should we do that later?
We'll wait a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, we have the free gift that we're going to announce later. So hang tight for that. And in the meantime, Gwen, if you want to pick a number between 1 and 20.
I'm getting 4.
All right, number 4, your first three digits are 760. You are unmuted, 760.
Yes, is that me?
Yes,
that's
it
you.
Is.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to the
awesome.
Call.
Awesome. Hello. Glad to be here, Gwen. It's Denise.
Hi, Denise. Oh, my gosh. I got your message. That's day 2. Here we are.
So
wonderful.
Exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do a reading, and if a clearing is warranted, we'll do a mini clearing. And I'm hearing a bit of an echo, so you might have some, you might have something open, and
I'm on.
Another line open. Yeah.
Is that better on the speaker?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you. I can hear you clearly without hearing myself. Okay, shackles, yes. Upper body, yes. Lower body, no. Heart, a heart cage. Throat, no. Pineal gland, no. The rib cage, yes. So what I see today, anything else? No, you're pretty clear. You've been doing a lot of work. So the heart cage and the corset are restricting your breathing and it restricting your ability to fully receive your intuition. Because our heart is our intuitive, the intuitive heart is where we get our intuition from in our physical body. Let's see, I can remove the cage, yes. Corset, yes. Okay, so the Gaslight and Gone audio contains a piece. Actually, the whole thing is actually about the intuitive heart and bringing your heart space into full attunement and being able to receive all of the messages around you. So it's designed so that people can see gaslighting coming a mile away. And you might benefit from it just to get the intuition expanded.
Outstanding. I'm excited. You are amazing, Gwen. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Take care.
Thanks for joining,
Take
Denise.
Care.
Who else do we have?
We have, let's take a written in question here. Let me see.
I see Michelle. She says, hi, I bought package A yesterday and love it. Thank you. Awesome, Michelle. Could Gwen do a reading?
Yay,
for
Michelle,
me?
Thank you
so much.
Yes, Michelle. Okay. Reading shackles, yes. From a narcissist, yes. Upper body, lower body, both. Okay. So your ankles and wrists, so clapped in irons. There is I don't even know what kind of device this is, but it's almost like something that's been pegged into your sacrum and then has a heavy weight on it. So it like it pulls on your low back. Boy. So I'm seeing a collar that is attached to a corset. And there's not so much a cage around your heart as it's more the heart wall. So that we definitely would need some time to work with. What can I release today? Ankles. Okay, they showed up first, so we can release the ankles. Can we get the wrists? Okay, we can take the irons off of you. So you, at least your hands and your feet are going to feel freer, and you're going to be easy. It's going to be easier for you to reach out for what you're looking for. You may have had pain in your ankles in the past, maybe injured them a lot, especially the right one. So we're going to go ahead and take those irons off and throw them down the grounding cord, which means you already have more energy for your life. Yeah, the other ones, package A, package B. You could do either package A or package B. I empower you to make your own choice. Oh, you already bought package A. That's
she
awesome.
Has A,
cool.
Yeah.
So I will see you and a friend in the group. Are they still able to bring a friend? Do we still have that going?
Yes, you can still bring a friend. That is available until Friday. So through Friday at midnight, you can still take advantage
Yay.
Of that.
Well, and one thing I wanted to say is some people were saying, well, I wasn't sure if I should buy because I don't have a friend to bring. It's like you're buying this for yourself. The friend is a bonus. And maybe you will find a friend before we start it in September. And, you know, make sure that somebody that you do know. And you know that there's, you know, something of their situation. You do, it is a friend. Bring a friend. Friend or family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally. Perfect.
Somebody that you want to share space with, because you're going to share space with them for 5 weeks. And then, and actually the Facebook group is, I'm giving lifetime access to the Facebook group so that people can create relationships and friendships and stay in touch. And, you know,
that's awesome.
That's part of what I want to create, a community of people that, because I was chatting with someone earlier, it's like she doesn't have a community. And I remember what that was like growing up in Montana. There wasn't anybody around that got me. I was weird. I was odd. And now I have at least 3-4 tribes that welcome me, accept me, miss me when I'm gone, and get what I do. Not all of them, but most of them at least accept me. So who's next?
Awesome. I am going to, and since we talked about your offer, I'm going to announce it. It's orderjoynow.com/Gwen19. That's GWEN19. The offer is still available. It's available with the bonus of buy one, get one into the virtual retreat through Friday at midnight. And also the prices are available until then. So you have Friday till midnight, and then we will be shutting the offer down. So if you want to jump in, now is the time. I just want to make that announcement. Okay, so I have another written comment here from Nicole. And she says, hi, Gwen. The narcissistic pattern has been prevalent throughout my life with many relationships, mother, father, husband, etc. I am trying really hard to break all of these patterns. Could you please do a healing reading on what is holding me? What is still holding me? It's a very critical time, and I'm trying to leave years of abuse. Also, please let me know which package.
Okay. Well, package A jumped up because of the support. At this time, support's going to be crucial. You have past life stuff. That is, and there's also, you're carrying that responsibility gene. So it's like a shadow. It's like the shadow of many narcissists is sewn onto your back. You're carrying many, many lifetimes of shadows. And I'm getting that I can't relieve that right this moment. I can take off three layers, two. Three. Okay, I can get three, so I'm going to take three of them off for you. This will lighten your load up a little bit. Your back should feel a little less stressed. You might be able to breathe just a little better. Yeah, take a full breath now when you hear this. Oh, you're listening out. Okay, great. Let's see, what else? So that's the biggest piece. Oof. So there's something, and again, I found this mace in some, when I was on Dr. Karen's call, radio show, a mace ball in the intestines. And then I seem to be finding more of them. The digestive distress lower in the belly, a great big spiky ball. I know that this is what it felt like when I had endometriosis. There was a ball with spikes inside of my lower abdomen. And that's what I'm sensing there. I can relieve that. Let's see. Can I take it? Yes, I can take it out. Yay. Okay. So we need to fill it in with something. And since you're not on the call, I'm going to go ahead and bring in white light, golden light, gold light, pink light. We're going to bring in a whole bunch of that and fill that whole area. So your whole lower abdomen is filled in with a mix of pink and gold light. And I'm going to flush that out, taking any debris with it. Yeah, okay. So that should relieve things for now. I look forward to seeing you in the group. And if your finances say that you can do bead, then go ahead and get a session with me as well, because I'd really like to address the rest of those shadows that are sewn onto your back. Like, it's like the Peter Pan thing. Narcissists are very much like Peter Pan. So, and your name was Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
No,
that was
Nicole.
How you're doing.
That was Nicole.
All right. So we have lots of hands raised now. If you want to pick between 1 and 28.
Okay. Interesting. I'm getting 4 again. Is 4 still Denise? Because if it is, I maybe it's 24.
Nope.
It's somebody else. Okay. Great.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Number 4, your first 3 digits are 323. You are unmuted. 323.
That could
Hello.
Be me.
That is
Hello.
You.
That's you.
Hello.
All right. Good morning. This is Doreen.
Is it Doreen?
Yes, Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. Welcome. Welcome. So what can we help you with today?
Wow, I'm reading over all your stuff because I didn't hear your first call that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fascinated by these shackles and things that can be. Now, are they just blocking people relationship-wise, or do they also block you?
They block you in your career, in your health, in your love. They're across all boundaries.
Well, I'd be interested in what is blocking me career-wise.
Okay, we can look at what's blocking Doreen's career.
Well, whatever comes
what kind of shackles? Yeah, whatever shackles come up for Doreen in her career. So, again, I'm getting lower abdomen and low back. Okay. Well, and it's interesting. It's actually a chastity belt. So there's a place in your career where that you need to be more of yourself. You need to bring all of you, is what I'm hearing. So would you like that removed? I do find other things, but we don't have time because we want to keep moving along. But would you like that removed?
That
do I have your permission? Okay, so if I have
you
your permission, we'll go ahead and remove that. And I know that I didn't ask permission before, and I don't assume permission when people are on the call. I love getting a verbal yes. And so everyone that's on the call, I'm now going to say, because you're here, you're giving me permission when you come on for a clearing. And I am clearing you while I'm talking, Doreen. So, yes. So because permission is so important, especially when you're doing energy work, because if you don't ask permission and get the actual human's permission, if you ask their higher self or something, what you do is you take on their karma. And if you're trying to help somebody that's really not well, and you're doing healing on them, it's a bad thing. You don't want to be carrying around other people's karma. That is one of the things. That's the week 5. We'll kick out the karma. I'll teach you the tools how to do that. So, yes, okay. So I am now feeling that your back is more open, and. Yeah. So what are you feeling?
Well, my back feels better because my lower back was hurting this morning. I did some walking, and it's like, ow. So actually, that does feel lighter. And in regard to lower abdomen, I have all these multiple ulcers, so anything to help soothe that, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. With that in mind, you might want to go ahead and do a B package, though I know you didn't ask what package you should get. But if you decide that you would like to work with me one-on-one, I know that I'm really booking up, and it's so amazing. I love what I do. I'm so looking forward to working with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. So that feels good
awesome.
For what we can do today for you. Thank you so much, Doreen. I wish you lots of success in your career.
Thank you. I receive that.
Thanks for joining, Doreen. Always great to talk to you.
Yes, Gretchen. Much love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. So we have... okay. Lisa asked, how do you listen to the MP3s? How often? Every day? In a particular order? One time or more? And how long in duration are the MP3s? Thank you. Could you please scan me and let me know if package A would suffice for me?
Okay. Yes, you're good for package A. Okay, so I'm going to be doing an entire Q&A session and all that information on the MP3s on next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday, the following week, and I'll get all that information out in the Facebook group. But let me answer your questions. You'll notice when you purchase the package that there are four MP3s for the Bully Blocker. There is one MP3 for the Gaslighting Gone, and then there are three for the Energy Elevator. The longest they are is 12 minutes, and that 12 minutes is the Energy Elevator might be a little longer. I don't remember. Usually 12 minutes is the longest, but they're broken down so that they're also in short bits. So you have a 12-minute Bully Blocker that has the instructions, then the grounding that we did at the beginning of the call, then it has the actual Bully Blocker clearing, and then it has some more instructions on the end on how to use it in 3 seconds. So you can listen to I recommend that you start with the longest one. So that'd be the first button that you push and listen to it, and then you'll have the instructions. And then I made them so that you can just listen to just that without having to listen to the instructions again. And because that was something that I found in some audios, not from you guys, but that I had found. I was like, do I have to sit through all of this stuff again? I've heard it so many times. Everyone is different. If you trust yourself to muscle test, I say use that information and come on the Facebook call. Get yourself in the Facebook group. Once you join, I'm being active in there and sharing up. Plus my assistant Ellie will answer questions for people. And then we'll do the Q&A. Like I said, I'll do a Facebook Live with the Q&A. And for you, let's see, Bully Blocker, yes. You can listen to them on silent. You can listen to them on a loop. However, if you'll notice if you start getting really prickly that you've listened to it too long. If you're feeling relaxed and you're feeling relieved from the pressure, then you're listening to them right. And any more information, I just come on the call in the Facebook Live, and also as people are asking questions, I'm answering in there as well. Scanning you. You got me in my head. While I'm scanning you, I'm going to mention that there are so many readings that I still haven't gotten to on the Facebook page, and I feel so blessed at all of your wonderful, abundant responses. And I typed so much that I'm now having trouble typing, that I'm needing to rest my wrist and my hand and forearm. So that's one reason why I haven't gotten back to everyone's readings, and I will, because I have promised to do them all. I probably will close it on Friday, and then after that is the Say Yes to Freedom that has the hand reaching out towards freedom and just not quite reaching it. So if you're on there, know that I am going to get to you. Okay, there is a hook in your mid-back that is holding you back. It definitely can be affecting your breathing, your heart, the rib cage area, and that it comes all the way around. So there's tightness along the sternum that I'm feeling as well. Really, a lot of compression is you're being pulled up and back. I know these are kind of graphic. It's just how I see them. And they're answering the other questions. They restrict, Doreen's questions, they restrict a lot of things and can affect your health. This one really needs to go. There are others, but this one is just like screaming at me. So I'm going to go ahead and remove it with your permission, but we've already given it, haven't you? Okay. Okay, the tightness along my sternum is easing, so it feels like, is it out? Not quite. Okay. I'm going to bring your energy up to your life force up to 100%, that it was down pretty low, so getting you back up to 100%, and that it's now, your body's now actually pushing it out. Because now that you're at 100%, you can't, the hook can't be sustained. You've pushed it out. Good job. Thank you. Gretchen, how are we doing?
Awesome. We're doing great. All right. Let's take our next live caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 34.
33.
33. Your first three digits are 231. 231. You are unmuted.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Hi.
We
Nancy. Hear you. Nancy.
Yes.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask, I have been, well, there's a situation where I'm in a relationship that just keeps pulling me back in, and I keep saying, why do I keep coming back to this? And if you could help me with that, I would be very grateful. Very grateful.
Yes, I understand that situation very, very well. I was in a similar one that lasted for years, and it actually cleared just days before I got introduced to this wonderful tribe with From Heartache to Joy. So I understand constantly being pulled back. And for me, it was a heart thing. And he was a covert narcissist, so I didn't recognize the signs.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been going on for many, many years, and I've been out of it, and four or five times in and back. And I just keep saying, why is this happening? So
the thing that I feel with this and that I see with this is that you feel responsible for this person. And this is something that we see a lot with, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't hear.
Oh, okay.
What did you say?
You feel responsible for them in some way. It is from past life. And the thing about being an empath is, and I see this in some cases, some of these I can help, some I can't, where they are so afraid. It's like, I know what this person is like, and so I can handle them. And if I release them fully, and this can be totally unconscious, it may not even be a conscious thought. It may be a program that you're actually running and that they're feeding and tapping into to keep you, because you're feeding them. That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. We feed narcissists and bullies with our responses and with our energy fields, because you've got some juice left in you. You're not totally done.
Well, that's good to know. All right.
So what I see in these situations is like the gal that had the shadows. That's the Peter Pan thing where you feel responsible for him. He may have been a child, mm-hmm. in a past life, and you're afraid to release him because of what he might do to others. And though you go back and forth, so he probably has done stuff to others, but that's what I usually see with empaths that are in repeating relationships, and we need to clear the the very first place. I definitely would want to do a session with you, and probably if you're able to do the three session additional sessions, so that we can really get to the bottom of this. It's you know, when it's gone on that long, just doing a really quick little mini healing, it's, you know, mini clearing. What can I do today? Ah, this information was knowing that you feel responsible. That was what you needed. Is what I'm getting. How is your breathing right now?
My breathing?
Yeah, how is your breathing right now?
It feels, there's been a lot of depression, like just something sitting in my lung area. I'm just, heavy.
Yeah. Well, that we can take care of. Let's just take that off right now. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst, how is that heaviness?
I feel it all the way through to my back. So it's probably a 6 or 7.
Okay, let's go with 7. So let's go ahead and clear that off and put it down your grounding cord so you have extra energy for your life. Yeah, and actually I'm seeing a rock, like you've been, you know, you're just pinned by this rock. So we'll go ahead and remove that rock. And so that provides a lot of energy for your life.
You.
Go ahead, you always but yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I always noticed that when I'm, I'm a horse today, when I'm away for any length of time, or I have been out and then came back, my energy has gotten so light, and then back here, you know, because of money issues and so forth, it just goes down. So I knew that I need to address this.
Yeah, absolutely. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst, you were at a 7 before. Where are you at now on your breathing?
Probably it feels much lighter. It feels much lighter.
Okay. If you have a number, that would be great.
Okay. So 1 being, or 10 being the best.
0 being, no. 0 being the best. 10 is the
zero
most pain.
Okay.
Most
pain. Make sure we're going the right way.
I'd say probably a four. Okay. So I know that we have other people to get to, and are you okay with it being a 4 since it was a 7 before?
Yes.
Or would you like
I'm
to go to 0?
Okay with that. I'd love to go to 0.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay. Check it now.
Okay.
On a scale of...
Well, it's definitely better. It's definitely better. Maybe a 2.
Okay. So I'd love to get you to 0. And like you said, this is many years. And you can breathe a lot better at a 2. And if you're good with that, we'll go ahead and move on and find out who's next. Yeah, absolutely. And remind me of your name, hon.
Nancy.
Yes, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm very grateful,
joining.
Gwen. Thank you. Thank you, Erin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Okay.
Is now a good time to remember?
A couple more minutes. Thank you, Belle. All right. So,
and if you have water, everybody drink some water. Get hydrated.
Yeah. All right. So I have Angela here who wrote in, and she says, "Hi, Gwen. I feel as if I'm weighted down by something. My best friend introduced me to From Heartache to Joy. I have some horrible pain in my abdomen. She thinks I have cords or ties. I'm not sure.
Angela.
Yes.
So the first thing that I saw, and I saw one of these earlier when I was doing readings, is it's like a belt of chain, and hanging off of it are a bunch of chains, and it's affecting from your waist all the way down to your ankles. So it's like your whole lower body, it's every time you move, there's this weight and these heavy chains, you know, beating on your body. And do I have permission to remove that? I do. So I'm actually just, it has a lock and key on it, a padlock, and I have the key. So I'm just releasing that and dropping it down your grounding cord. Okay, so what's under it? Oh, there's lots of sadness in there. There's some anger. So I would recommend doing a session with me so we can get to the base of some of these emotional things, get that trauma cleared out, or get you referred to somebody that specializes in that. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks, Angela. I'm going to give the link so you have it, Angela. It's orderjoynow.com/Gwen19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/GWEN19. And the session package is package B, so you can take a look at that. So we have Gabby who wrote in and said, hi, Gwen and Gretchen. Could you please read my energy and recommend a package? Thank you.
And this is Gabby? Do we have
Correct.
Three G's on the line? We have three G's.
Gabby.
I love
Gabby,
it.
Gwen and Gretchen.
Yay. Okay. And what did she ask again? Because I was so distracted by the G's.
She's asking for a reading and a package recommendation.
Okay. Gabby. Aw, there is a sweetness here. Okay, upper body, yes. Lower body, no. Upper body, above the waist, yes. Corset, yes. Heart, yes. Throat, it's a loose collar. It might be a pretty necklace, but it actually is attaching you to some. It's attached to someone that's draining you. Pineal gland, no. Okay, there's something at the back of the head. Oh, so it's like a crown put on backwards. So, what can I take off? What do I get to remove? Can I remove all of it? No, not on the call. We need to get to others. What's going to help you the most? The corset. Okay, let's get you breathing. So, let's remove the corset. And we're not going to do it sexy. We're just going to rip it off. We're going to cut the laces and down the grounding cord. That should, well, that helped me breathe. And typically that means that I'm feeling you. So since I use all the senses, it depends on the person. Sometimes I see, sometimes I hear what it is. Sometimes I literally feel it in my own body, and that I feel so much more relief. I can feel my lower ribs now expanding out. So that should give you much more breath. I'm now really feeling the heart. Please, please, please pick up package B if you can. And get right away, get in the Facebook group, because that support there and just start watching. And you'd want to listen to, for the heart, the Gaslighting Gone audio. And that one is 9 minutes and it's super powerful. I would say listen to it once and then let it settle for you for a bit. Thank you, Gabby. Your sweetness is I want that sweetness to be able to shine without all these restrictions and shackles, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. That was great. Gabby, let us know how you're feeling. Oh, now my throat's clogged.
Yeah, you know, and actually, I would actually like to, with your permission, Gretchen, to do a caller clearing for the group, because
absolutely,
that was one of the things that I saw a lot. I mean, there's so many blocked throats. I feel it in myself. It's like kind of scratchy, like little balls inside there, and then there's the collar, and some of them are super tight, and some of them are just, you know, sexy jewelry that is a collar, only you think that you're, you know, that it was given in love and it's really given in control. So energetically, I would like to do a clearing on everyone's throat right now. So thank you for the permission. So many people, so many women, so many empaths, especially if you're involved with a narcissist, you are wearing a collar. Your voice is blocked. You're not able to. I'm doing a clearing while I'm sharing. I remember my former husband, he would ask me a question and I wouldn't get three words out of my mouth to answer it. And he would stop me and start telling me what the answer was, what he believed that I should answer. He wasn't interested in my opinion. He was interested in putting words into my mouth. And then, of course, I could never say them back because they weren't my words. Or if I tried to express myself at all, I was told I was stupid. I was disempowered to the point where I went from being a very strong, powerful woman that had a really wonderful career, had bought a house on her own, to someone who could barely function. And the day that he whipped me, which was July 31st, 2009, I fled my Montana home and I was under a fog for a year and a half before I got out of it. And it's taken even longer to be able to get to where I can speak to you, to clear all of the different layers of shackling around my throat, that it was the one place that was the hardest for me to clear. So I want to clear that for everyone, at least get the outer collar off for everyone on the call, everyone listening to the call. I've cleared your energy fields, cleared out your chakras, done a quick boosting of your energy to 100%, and I'm now releasing every collar. And there are other collars underneath this outer collar for some people. But you should be able to start saying what's in your mind. If you haven't in a long time, take baby steps. Start sharing something with a friend that you've been afraid to share. Maybe stand up to a parent, but make sure that you're safe when you do it, because this is new for you. You're now able to speak your mind more clearly. Some of you have actually been able to speak, but there's that one person that you can't ever get your words out. It's like they get stopped. Is the clearing done? The clearing's done. So thank you so much for your permission to allow you to express yourself more freely in the world, with your family, with your doctor, with your friends, with yourself. Talk with yourself now. Use journaling as a way to speak with yourself, and then look in the mirror and say what you really would like to hear, what you really want to hear from a loving place, not all those other things that you've said to yourself. Okay. Is that enough? That's enough. Stop it now, Gwen. Overgiver.
Thank you, Gwen. That was awesome. Awesome.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
I just
thank you.
I just wanted to make sure everybody got something.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's so important, like that, especially with us as all, you know, so many of us are empaths and so many of us are going through this. So this is really, that's a really important piece. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Look, and my throat is no longer scratchy. I mean, it felt like it was full
either.
Of cotton. Yeah. And if people want to say what else they felt during that'd be awesome. I'd love to know your comments and how you're feeling and keep yourself safe. I know that there are people in really dangerous situations and speaking up can be dangerous. But so keep yourself safe. Keep yourself safe.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All
right.
Find a support group. Come to the Facebook group.
Yeah. Before we go on to our next caller, I am gonna announce your free gift. Gwen is giving away a free gift today to our audience, for you guys that have come to this call, as well as for those listening to the replay, you can get the free gift. I'm going to announce the link. But, you know, one thing was when Gwen talked about this audio, you know, I want you to share the story, Gwen. But, you know, after she shared, you know, like somebody's response to this MP3 that she's sharing with you, I was like, oh, my gosh, Gwen, you know, is there any way that you could give this as a gift to our audience? Because I think it could help so many people. So here is the link, and then I'll have Gwen tell this story of this woman's response. But the link is shtjoy.com/Gwen gift. That's shtjoy.com/GWENGIFT. So that is the link. You can take advantage of that. And Gwen, I'd love for you to share your story.
Ah, yeah. So what she said, she was on a radio show, and she before she actually even got on the radio show, she received an email, and on there I had the link to this clearing audio that has three steps for clearing out relationship baggage, and she felt oppression. When she saw, when she received the email, I mean, she literally felt so oppressed she could barely breathe. It was unbearable. And she shared that she felt like she was taking her last breath. And it intensified so significantly during the night that she decided to get the MP3 and she listened to it. And in her words, she said, what it did was beyond belief. I was able to sleep last night without all the angst and all the pain and suffering. I woke up one moment and was surprised that the oppression wasn't there. It was.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was so amazing to hear that, because I knew that that it was a powerful audio, but I'd kind of forgotten about it. And it was like, oh, yeah. Karen, it was Karen Kant's radio show, and she said, do you have something to give people? And I'm like, oh, yeah, they could go to this link. I'm just like, whatever.
Aw, that's awesome.
We forget that the tools that we create have power, because we I get used to them and forget that they're there. And I, being able to touch that woman's life was – and help her sleep, so she felt safe. She's in a tough situation, and I know that it gave her relief, and that she's still using it regularly to clear, because like I mentioned in the last call, energy hygiene is so crucial. People say, well, is it going to come back? And it might. You know, you do a clearing, that part of the clearing is not going to come back. But that person can try to attach to you again, especially if there's a long history between you. And so having the energy tools to be able to clear every day, you know, the daily hygiene, you brush your teeth every day, hopefully morning and night. there's good reason. Same thing with energy hygiene. And as some people have asked, listen to them on silent. Absolutely. You can listen to them on silent all day.
And if you start getting prickly, it's because you've listened too much. Your subconscious is like, give me a plateau. Stop. Because we need integration time too. We really do. We need time to integrate all of the changes. And I know that there's, most of us are doing a lot, that we're looking for a lot of solutions to the things that are in front of us. And sometimes we need to stop and focus on one for a while. And I've done that in my life. And then I've also thrown, you know, a whole bunch of different things into the mix and never known what really worked. But I got some relief. So, you know, that's what we do. We want relief from the pain, from not being able to sleep, from oppression, from physical maladies. And relationships are the key. They are the core. And I know your group wants the money and the health. And without great, solid relationships, starting with the relationship with yourself, all of that other stuff doesn't have – it's like building a house on stilts or building it on sand and not having a solid foundation. You have to take care of your relationships first. And that's when things start opening up for you and your money and your health. And relationships can be causing your ill health. They can be causing – they can be the reason why you're not able to make money. And if we can get those shackles removed – and for me, the shackles come in as a metaphor for you, and that's how I see them, so that I can – it gives us something to hang on to. It's like, okay, there's a shackle. There's a corset there that's stopping your breathing. Let's remove the corset and get it off. There's a chastity belt that's keeping the love of your life from you. Let's get that out of there. There's a hook in your back that is literally not letting you move forward into the career that you want. Let's get rid of that. This is, I think I'm on my soapbox. Gretchen, do we have time to help one more person?
We do. And first, I just want to say thank you from so many of our members that are saying thank you for the wonderful gift. So lots of people are saying thanks, as well as Sarah saying thank you for the powerful clearing. It's so emotional for me. Couldn't stop crying and totally resonate with your story. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
And someone
I
else, Christine, saying, I still feel lightheaded from that throat clearing. Thank you. And could you repeat the gift link? Yes, it is fhtjoy.com/Gwen gift. That's G-W-E-N gift. So lots and lots of comments. So Gwen, thank you for being with us.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you for a moment because I want to address the lightheadedness. If you can, massage your feet. If you can, get out and walk in nature. Make sure that you ground yourself, because now you're if you're lightheaded, I want you to get back down into your body. And if you can just massage your feet or hold your feet, that will help. Get back into your body. And I'll let you get back to the comments now.
All right, cool. Just lots and lots of thank you. So I just want to make sure that you receive that, Gwen, because everyone is so appreciative of you being with us. All right, awesome. Okay, so let's take our next caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 33.
I don't know why 4 just keeps coming up. Oh, I know why, because I woke up this morning and it was 4:44. So I'm doing 3-4s in honor of that. So is it the same person or do we have somebody different at 4?
It's somebody new. Yes, your first 3 digits are 4-3-5. You are unmuted. 4-3-5.
Hello.
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 Who's this?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Ah, very good. Very good indeed.
Are you a Terry with an I or Terry with a Y?
With a Y.
Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead and share a little bit while I go ahead and scan you.
My shoulders, I had a rotator cuff, both of my rotator cuffs messed up a year ago, and they're still... At least I can lift up my arms now, but they're still there.
Okay, got it. So what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a yoke, and it has the yolk is also has really, really, it has pails of cement on it. So not only is the yolk, the yolk is there to actually lighten the load of the cement, and yet it's so heavy because you're holding the pails. And so they're pulling on your wrists. It's almost like your arms are being elongated and pulled out. All of the joints are being pulled out.
Which
so the
I
yoke
broke my
is,
wrist.
Yeah. Right
and
or left?
Cast right now. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the validation.
It's, the cast on. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the confirmation on that. Okay. I can remove this. Okay. So we're going to remove the yolk. We're going to remove those buckets. Yeah. Let's get that. Are you at 100%? I'm going to make sure that you're at 100% your life force so that we can get a good result here. Okay. So you're at 100%. Anything else that needs to be cleared before we do the yolk? Okay. And what is that? Ah, okay. So there's a collar that's attached to the yolk that's down low. It's not actually on your throat. It's coming across the pec muscles. So I'm going to actually remove that first. Okay, that makes that much easier. Okay, now the yolk can go. Ah, wow, that's a lot of stuff you just released. So you are going to have a lot of energy for your life. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, girl.
Oh, that's amazing. Remind me of your name.
Terry
with a T. That's right.
Yes.
And it is
yes.
Terry with a T and a Y.
Yep.
Not Carrie. Terry with a T and a Y. Thank you so much for releasing that. And one of the things I didn't mention earlier, and I hope that people haven't dropped off, all of these clearings that others got, if you have that in your field, you may have felt relief in that area as well. So just to let you know, and it doesn't take away from still joining the group. Mini healings are awesome, and we didn't get them in a few seconds or a few minutes. So having the support of the group, the Facebook group, and you know, if you feel called to work with me one-on-one, I'd be so honored to be able to share time with you and get cleared what we can in a half an hour. And it's been so wonderful having you all here. I receive all your thank yous. Thank you for receiving me, and I receive you. It's just been such a joy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you, Gwen, for joining us. We are all so appreciative of having you here. I'm going to announce the special offer link again. It's orderjoynow.com/Gwen19. That's GWEN19. Again, this offer is available for 48 more hours. It closes Friday at midnight, so it's a little bit longer than 48 hours. But Friday at midnight, you can jump in, take advantage of this. I know some powerful work is going to be happening around Gwen, her retreats, her Facebook groups, and all the support that she gives. Obviously, we all have seen today she over-delivers. So thank you, Gwen, for being a part of this and for being with us here today.
Well, Richard, I have a question. Midnight where? Because we are global. So midnight what time zone?
It's usually midnight Pacific time.
Midnight Pacific time. Okay. I appreciate knowing that. Gretchen, thank you so much for hosting and being such a wonderful facilitator and holding the space. You are a gem. You absolutely are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Gwen. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate
Hi,
you
everybody.
All, and glad to have you here. Bye-bye.